Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight. And we welcome everybody around the world to our program. You know, you hear us talk a lot about the agencies and how they could do a better job and how we millions of us get frustrated when you call. But tonight I want to talk about a different view of that. How about all the people who work in these agencies who are disabled especially, and even if you're not disabled, who are frustrated because they can't help us? You know, now Inner Sight, our program, we can certainly be flexible to help people, but we don't have the money to do it. The agencies, most of them, it's the other way around. They have the money, or they can raise it, you know, because they have they're well known. But they can't help the people who call. You know, they're prevented from being flexible from the state that gives the money, and they have to spend the money in a certain way. In fact, the guy here in independent living out here in this county has to go to Albany 4 times a year to be instructed about the money and all that. He can't just decide we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Well, let me give you a hypothetical example. I say hypothetical because I don't think it's ever happened. Let's say a blind person is denied a guide dog. They went on a waiting list. They went to the school. They trained 3 weeks. We'll take the most perfect type of situation. Trained 3 weeks with the dog. And the committee, they have a committee that decides. For some reason, whatever reason they make up, and maybe they didn't like the guy's attitude, you know, let's say, denied him the dog, wouldn't let him have the dog. And there's no law, no licensing of the school. So he calls up, an agency. We'll say an independent living. They have all kinds of disabled people working for them. And the person answers the phone, and the person says, you know, well, that's horrible. You trained with the dog. You love the dog. You took care of it. You brushed it. You fed it for the 3 weeks. You waited over a year for this dog. And now they don't want to give it to
you. Yeah, you bonded with it.
You know. What?
You bonded with it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you bonded with the dog, and then they don't want to give it to you. So the person on the phone, the independent living, says, well, look, call me back in a few days. I'm going to see. I don't like this, you know. I'm blind myself. You know, I don't like this. Let's see what we can do about this, you know. So the guy gets off the phone. He calls back in a few days. And the guy from who works with the independent living, he thinks it's horrible. He wants to help. You know, he wants to do something. He wants to help. But he has to tell him, we can't do it. Our board of directors won't let us get involved. Yes, we have the money, or we could raise the money. We could find the trainer.
That's right.
You know, find the dog, and we can help you. But we cannot do
get
it.
Get involved.
You know, they won't allow us to get involved in this kind of a situation. So we can't help you. That doesn't mean the guy doesn't want to help him.
No.
And you know, they can consider getting together maybe on the weekends with friends and try to raise the money separately, you know. But if you're working for the state and they find out about it, they could find ways to get rid of you.
And they have.
It's happened before.
Yeah, it has.
So there you have a situation where people who want to help cannot. And the state and the government has set this up this way purposely. You see? It's on purpose. I believe it was done this way purposely. To frustrate the person who's calling and to frustrate the person who wants the help but can't help. So now you got that situation, you know, and that's why, a major reason why the system does not change, why it keeps going on and on and on in the same direction, and why people can't get help.
That's right.
And, you know, I mean, you could take other situations. Let's take the most horrible to me, the nursing home business.
Right.
You know, where they go out and they'll interview somebody and put them on the program and, you know, takes years and years and years to manifest anything on these programs. And then you first got to find accessible housing, and there's no enforcement there. And the person who is doing the interviewing, you know, works for the state. I believe every independent living center has someone from the state who is in charge of the nursing home transitional program. They have to report to the state. I remember a few years ago I tried to get somebody on my television show from the local independent living here, and she couldn't get permission. She said, it's going to take me about 30 days. I said, well, what are we doing? You know, it's a simple half-hour show, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's going to take me about 30 days, and then she never got back to me, and then I found out later on that she quit. You know? So
I remember that.
There you have another situation. I mean, people who want to do things, who want to help. I wonder how many, now there's no statistics on a lot of these things. I wonder how many people have been fired from independent living centers who wanted to go above and beyond and got caught and were let go because of it. Now, you can't find any statistics on that. Did you Google that? I bet you there's no numbers on that.
No, there isn't.
See? They don't want you to know. You know? So, it's a very frustrating, horrible situation to know that, you know, what you're up against, that you got to call and you know, and contact these people, these agencies, and deal with the situation where they may want to help, their heart is in the right place, but they can't. Oh, the only well. When we come back, I want to talk about what the answer is, because there is an answer. Yeah. So when we come back,
money.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Inner Sight around the world, Big East, Akita Rescue, Tom Driven, New Jersey. You want a great dog? Adopt the Akita. And our deepest condolences to Darlene, who called me. Well, actually, I called her. And her service dog passed away.
Oh.
So we're very, very sorry to hear. We certified Ginger as a service dog. And she had some kind of tumor or something. I'm not sure what she passed away from, but passed away just this morning. So our deepest condolences.
That's sad. Yeah.
To Darlene and her dad, who loved the dogs. And, you know, we've all been through it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Not easy.
It's certainly.
All right, Inner Sight. By the way, Darlene is looking for some funding to have the dog cremated apart from other animals.
So oh, yeah.
Looking
they
to
had
raise,
to do hours with the other animals because we couldn't afford it.
Yeah, she's looking to have it done separately.
Separately, yeah.
So anybody out there who, any rescues or anybody would like to help with that, contact Inner Sight at 631-224-3090, and we'll, you know, if you want to send a donation, we'll see if she gets it. Just put her name on it, Darlene, or Ginger, put Ginger's
yeah.
name on it.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004 is the phone number. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information, call Mr. Kennedy at 631-888-1186. All right. And find out what's available. Got apartments, too, you know. So
oh, he does.
You got to stop that noise in the phone.
What
noise?
Very
annoying. That noise. That noise.
It's my breathing.
Yeah, you got to do something about that.
Oh,
all right, Inner Sight,
Mr.
Kennedy.
Oh,
Kennedy Realty. Around the world at Inner Sight and 631-888-1186, Mr. Kennedy. Let's see, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile for the child. Remember little Tommy, Avante, Corey, Ollie, and all the others. But Inner Sight wants you to pay more attention to the children who need help. All right, let's see. What else we got? Oh, you need dog food, cat food, medical? Give Gary a call. Nobody's starved on Long Island. And that number is 631-484-3085, if you want to make a note of it. And if you're disabled, by the way, and you don't have a easy way of getting the food, let Gary know, and he may be able to accommodate you. 631-484-3085, all right? I want to thank our friends at Newsday for considering an obituary and or a story.
Yes.
On my dear friend Rosie.
Yes.
I want to thank Kim and Mark.
I want to thank
And I want to thank another gentleman from the Long Island Progressive Coalition, I believe, if I got that
yes.
name right.
I think you
who
did.
Who is going to help us orchestrate a news release about Rosie, and I want to thank Mark for introducing us to him.
Yep, it is
all right,
Long Island Progressive Coalition.
Yeah, so we'll keep you posted on that. And also, I received an email from a guy named Matt, and he said that Terry Thomas referred him, but there was no contact number in the email to help the people that he was talking about. And I don't have any, I answered the email. I sent both my phone numbers. I haven't heard back. So, Matt, if you're listening, or Terry, or anybody who knows Terry or knows of the situation, call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. So that I can get in touch with these people and see what we can do to help. All right. Thank you. Around the world, in a sight, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TruellLawCenter.com, Baccaro'sItalianTavern.com, friends of ours, we remember them, and we thank them. All right, let's see, what else? Oh, Able News. You got the Able News?
Why, certainly. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Before I get back to you, I found something today that might be helpful to us, if you'd like to just hear me 2 seconds.
What is it?
It's called Safe at Home for Seniors. It's through the United Way. And I know somebody, you know somebody who knows about the United Way of Long Island. And I saw this today, and I thought we as an organization should somehow speak with our friend.
Save it. What is it? How does it work? What's it all about?
Okay. It says Safe at Home for Seniors is a United Way of Long Island managed COVID-19 health and safety outreach program that helps seniors and other vulnerable Long Islanders with a variety of challenges. Basically, bilingual community navigators partnership with a network of agencies focused on caring and providing linkages to support services for seniors so they can remain in the comfort and safety of their homes, where they are best protected while maintaining social relationships. We help them continue to live active and full lives, and it continues. There's more about it. I don't want to take today's subject away, but this is what...
No, but how do they do that? What do they do?
Well, they basically provide, like, all different resources for the senior and or person who's in a vulnerable state, which happens to be a disabled person.
Are they going to provide the money to keep them out of a nursing home?
This, I don't know, but they might be help a while sheltering in place. Many seniors may not properly eat or take care of themselves. Navigators can help place online orders for supplies, meals, and other necessities in addition to coordinating.
Wait,
that's essentials. Then they have financial counseling. Then they have I'm just reading the top categories.
Financial counseling.
Safety. Yeah. In
for
case
people
they
who
do,
don't have
my
money.
Mom did. Wait a minute. I'm not done. Okay. I'm not done. Some people would spend their assets, all of their assets for the month, and not realize that they have done it. And my mom has done that because of her dementia. Okay. So they would set up something where she couldn't do that. Okay, safe and healthy homes. They would make their home safe. Stay social and stay connected digitally. I'm just reading the categories. Unite for our seniors, and they're talking about that. And then it says join us for essential drive for seniors, and they're talking about actually how the United Way and actually, not my husband's exact union, but part of the electricians union. I guess it's in Long Island part. Yeah. Yep.
But what the union gave
Long
money
Island.
For this?
The IBEW of Long Island.
what gave money to the United Way.
To the United Way for one of the unions, and then the United Way together with that.
The thing that I would be interested in, are they going to put up the money to keep a person out of a nursing home? In other words, are they going to pay for the extra hours that the person may need? You know, that's what you got to find out.
Well, I know somebody who could find that out for us.
No, I could find out directly. I know somebody over there.
Yeah, I know. That's what you said. What we're saying, yeah.
You know, I mean, they didn't get money for inner sight, but they could still might be able to answer my question.
True. You know?
But from what you're reading, it sounds like just another ploy to give money to the agencies. Instead of putting the money in a fund to keep the person out of the nursing home.
Well, it says donate. There's other things here, too, like for people who need to stay out of a nursing home. They have a needs list, and they have a whole bunch of items that people, if they, you know, they're trying to keep them out.
Do they mention, do they say anything about nursing homes?
Nope. That's why maybe if we put a little secret in that, they'll
nothing about nursing
think about
homes.
That. Nope.
Nothing about keeping people out of nursing homes.
They didn't say that, but they said to keep them in the community. So I would assume, but I'm not sure.
See, you
got
to be careful with this because you're dealing with these these agencies and these social workers who like to put people in nursing homes. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember what happened to Rosie?
I know.
See?
I certainly know.
You got to be very careful with this kind of thing. If they really want
to
help.
I'd like to contact them and see what they're doing about it. That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah. If they really want to help, they will set up a fund for people to keep them out of a nursing home. You know? To pay for the extra... I mean, let them do it through the Volunteer Plus idea.
Yeah. It says the aging, something about the aging population, blah, 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 blah. Statistics here. But it says with these ages comes economic challenges, including an increased demand for geriatric health services and home health care, living on a fixed income and often without sufficient savings, many seniors fall into ALICE, which is asset limited income constrained employed. I don't know why they have to have acronyms for everything. Sorry. Category and are not able to afford
the necessary. I bet you any money they wouldn't finance Volunteers Plus.
I'm not going to take that
because
bet.
That's going to help keep people out of nursing homes.
That's right, but I'm not taking that bet because I know better. You got to.
But anyway, it's interesting.
Take that bet.
but you know, I want to get back to what we're talking about.
I know. I just wanted you to hear that. I found it. Today.
The answer. To the problem where we these organizations who have good-hearted people who want to help can't because of the way the thing is set up. What if every agency had two funds? Let's say they had the funding from the state, paid the salaries and all that, which I don't believe is necessary, but let's say for argument's sake, they're paying the bills and the fund, the salaries and all that. And what if they had another fund, a private fund, that had nothing to do with the state? Now, when a person calls up, they could help them through that private fund. See, that's if the state would be out of it. You know?
Out of that fund, yeah.
Now, that becomes a whole legal
here's
thing.
Here's the catch, okay? When I was mentioning that, when we were supposed to, quote, get our 501c3, and I said to somebody, and I'm not going to mention that person's name, but I did say to somebody, I said, why can't we leave Inner Sight the way it is and have inner sight foundation. He goes, oh, that's going to be a big red flag, because who's to say you can't put money from the foundation into inner sight at any point? I said, we could keep them totally separate. You'll know if money goes from inner sight to the foundation. And he goes,
yeah, but I'm not talking about a foundation. A foundation has to be registered with the state. I'm talking about a totally private fund, you know. Just call
it still has
help
to be non-profit,
or whatever you want to call
it. It still has to be
what?
Non-profit, right? It still has to be non-profit.
It would, well, not necessarily. Why would it
Why
be
would
non-profit?
You want to make it non-profit?
Pay taxes on it. You'd have to pay taxes.
Why
on it.
Would you not want it? These people don't want to pay the taxes on things like
you get
that.
Get enough money, who cares? You know, but the point is, it would be a private fund. Now, private funds don't come under the same regulations
scrutiny.
With the state.
Scrutiny.
Like
also.
Like the guide dog schools claim that they're
right.
private. Right?
Right. Yeah.
So if you established a private fund, you know, right next to the agency, let's say you take independent living. They get money
right.
from the state, right? But now you have a private fund in addition to that. It has nothing to do with the state. You know? And you have a committee that helps people through that private fund. I mean, it may take some legalizing. I don't know. I'm not an attorney, but it's just a thought.
It is,
you know,
a thought,
how,
yeah.
How that could possibly work.
Well, we are a guide dog school, so we could even try it on ourselves.
Oh, yeah, if we can get the damn money.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Yeah,
no. All right, in the site, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in and talk about, do you believe that there are many, many fellow disabled who want to help us and can't? You know, I mean, I'd like to know anybody out there if you have any opinions on that. All right, anybody
online?
We have
Maureen. Maureen.
All right, Maureen is one of our regular callers.
Yeah.
From Queens.
And here she comes.
And let's chat with Maureen.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hello.
Maureen.
Hello.
How you doing, hon?
What did you say, Suzanne? I'm sorry. Just
how you doing, hon, I said.
Oh, I'm doing all right. And you too? How are you, both of you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Aside from a little busy the last few days. Husband wasn't feeling too well, but he's feeling a little better, that he rested a little bit. He had a strange pain on his side, but otherwise he's okay, yeah.
No, he's okay though now. He's feeling better.
Yeah, they said no stones, which is really weird, why he was getting a pain on his right side. So, you know, we'll figure it out. They said his liver slightly enlarged, so he's probably going to have to, you know, lose a little weight.
Well,
yeah, they say that when
pandemic,
it gets a little
everybody
fatty,
put on a little weight, you know, it's a pandemic too, you know. Yeah, well, I hope he's okay and he gets better soon and he finds out what's going on and help him.
Milk thistle, it's called.
Yeah, it'll be good. Yeah, I'm going to try that then.
For the liver. Very good. Milk thistle.
So funny. A doctor told me not to take that for my liver, and I found it to be the opposite helpful.
Oh, your doctor's an idiot.
I know. One of
them. A moron, like only the other doctors.
Yeah. What was something I was talking to someone else about, and it was like, you know, complete opposite of what, and here it helped them, you know, and they were saying, I don't know, those doctors sometimes, you know. Well, somebody said to me, which doctor did your mom go to? I said, exactly. It was a witch doctor.
That's fun. But not in the right manner.
Probably be better off if you went to a witch doctor.
That's probably right. That's
you got to keep up a sense of humor in this time of horror.
You would have given her a magic stab, and she would have kept her toe.
Yeah,
probably. If she had just been with me, she probably would have. It wouldn't have been black and gangrene and MRSA in the first place. She didn't have 10 toes when she was living with me.
Witch doctors believe in herbal stuff from the earth
herbal
and plants
pills,
and all that.
Yeah.
That's the greatest stuff in the world, man.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Yeah, I mean, look at all the Indians did years ago. They knew how to do herbs and stuff. They knew how to make colors out of flowers and dyes out of flowers. You know, I mean, they knew all that natural stuff, you know, way back. And then we got all this chemical stuff now that's no good for us and everything, and all this equipment that half of it doesn't even work anymore, you know. But that story you were just reading, Suzanne, the key word there said, though, was it for COVID just? Was it for just while the COVID's going on to help people? Or it could be for any time?
Hold on, let me take another look at it. I'm going to see.
And it also
it
had
not,
the
but
word.
I don't think so. I don't know. It sounds it's for COVID.
I thought when
you
started out, you said COVID. But it also said to keep people active, so maybe it wouldn't be for people that were, potential nursing home people, maybe, you know?
Well,
maybe it was just people that.
I think it would be, I don't know. I'd have to ask. That would definitely be a good ask at that point. Because it's confusing the way in which they're presenting.
I mean, it would be good
for
people that, you know, just in this time and you didn't have the potential of going to a nursing home, for people that were just elderly and maybe couldn't walk too good or had, you know, issues like that.
Or alone.
Maybe they would
there's no stimulation going on and they're just getting worse. And that's just really what people are having in these, you know, tough times.
Yeah.
They really are just getting worse, and it's terrible.
Yeah. Well, today they had on about the yellow zone. I didn't hear the whole story, and, of course, with all the stories I hear a bazillion times, I only heard that one once. Yellow zone is being dropped now.
Okay.
So I guess
the yellow zone?
They had the yellow zone. Well, the yellow zone was the best. That had the least people with the virus. Then came the orange next. Then the red had the highest people. So now I heard today that the zone is being dropped because my mom's nursing home was in the yellow zone. So this whole thing is everybody's in the twilight zone with this whole damn thing. But anyway.
Well, it doesn't
maybe
matter to the
we'll
nursing homes. You know why, Maureen? Mm-hmm. They told me that. You know why? Because if they get one person who has it, then that floor is, like, I don't know. They said they quarantine everybody and all that bull. Then they have, you know, I got their mission statement, by the way. Let me first finish. They quarantine everybody in that nursing home just to keep everybody safe. And I find that bull, honestly.
Yeah, wait a minute. I want to get back to this. How do you know it's a yellow zone? What do they do?
They tell
I guess you have to look. You have to look on the website. I guess it would tell how many people in that community have it.
Or
you
they
know?
Announce it.
Or they go by the
like,
community. They don't put up a yellow sign or anything or what.
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's just
I didn't see a sign.
No, I think it's just you know, you have to go to the website and see if where you are is the yellow or the orange or the red.
And
well,
they
if you're blind, how are you supposed to know it's yellow or orange?
They announce it, Frank, on the TV or on the radio. So
not really, but you have to really go to the internet for everything. I mean, I don't hear any time, when it spikes they would tell.
When, excuse me for saying, when your favorite governor said, I had to say that, when your favorite governor had his meetings, press conferences, he used to announce the new yellow, orange, and red zones.
What is the first time I ever heard of that stuff?
I haven't listened to that in a long time. I just know in the around the summertime when it peaked in certain places, they would say
it
was gone up to the orange. Yeah.
Orange.
But anyway, so they're now dropping the yellow zone. So maybe the nursing homes will be opened in wherever the yellow zone was at one time, you know?
Yeah.
Well, like I say, how can they justify that I can't go see her, but two people in 3 months were in the room with her who had the virus? How can that be justified?
It isn't.
It isn't.
They do what
this
they
whole,
want.
They do what the heck they want, and they want to cover it. That's my opinion.
And now you don't have to have, neither the patient nor the resident has to be vaccinated to visit. Neither one of you have to be vaccinated. So
that's
a good thing. Well, I mean, she has been, but I'm not getting it. So that's good. So maybe we'll be able to, but there's still a few people, five, the social worker told me yesterday, in her building who have it. So I don't know. She said they're working on some way that they can have visitors come in because, you know, it's gone on too long and to keep everybody safe, you know?
Well, they have, in my where my mom was, they had these little dividers that they put on a table. And they were pretty high, I got to say, for people who are sitting down on wheelchairs, which is good because then if somebody sneezes while they're standing, it covered them. So it was good. You know, it covered the
person
who was on the wheelchair.
But you think if there's really just real virus that's going around, those plexiglass things, it's not going to go around them, especially since we had to be 6 feet apart at one time, and then they wanted to
be more. We had to be 12
more.
Feet apart at one time.
Oh, it was, yeah, it was like everybody was going
to
have their own block.
Apart, you know? And no mask.
It was getting more and more and more.
Yeah, I know. It's so craziness, you know, all this stuff. Now we need two masks.
Hey, Maureen.
And five.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Maureen, I want to ask you a question about what we're talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel that when you call an agency for the disabled and you spoke to someone who is disabled, did you ever get indication or feel that they wanted to help you but they couldn't?
To tell you the truth, I really haven't had anybody that's really been disabled that I know of. Maybe, that one guy, the one that we dealt with from Sydney, he was, he had some kind of a hearing problem. He had a hearing problem, but, I mean, he did tell me, he was looking into stuff for us because he's the
he
one that told me
truth,
she was in the room.
He?
Right, and now he's gone. Now he's
That's what
banished
I'm talking
from
about.
There because he was banished from there, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And then they got rid of him.
Right. Exactly.
See.
But I mean,
they
he helped.
They get rid of the good people.
Yeah.
That's right. Now I don't know.
They get rid of
if
people.
There's anybody who's I'm sorry.
They get rid of people who have empathy. That's the word that you need. Empathy for other people and know what's going on and know the dealio and know everything.
Yeah, but it's more than empathy. They want to help.
Right.
They can't. They're blocked
they can't.
From helping.
Yes, they're blocked.
Well, he's actually the only one that I really know who is handicapped. I really don't know if any of the others were handicapped. You know what I mean? I really, they're the only agency that I dealt with that, and he's the only one, like I say, he had a hearing issue, but he did, you know, try to help. He was going to look into looking for apartments for us.
And
but,
he's the one who admitted to you that most people die before we can get to them? No.
Yes, he's the one that told me that most people die because they have too many, people, clients, and not enough people working.
Right.
To help them get out, you know? He's the one
Case
that told
point,
me about
that. My mom's on that, a nursing home waiver and diversion program. How is it helping her in the grave? Really?
I know. Well, I mean, I heard from her transitional specialist again about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I was to call back the next day on a Friday, which I did. I haven't heard back from her yet. And I left messages, so she can't say I didn't they just don't do anything. They really don't. Any of these agencies, whether they're, well, like I say, he's the only one I really truly knew.
They don't have any power to do anything either.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
That's
no.
another reason why it takes so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's just so, what would you say? You trust these people to help, and they don't do anything. They really, truly don't, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to my friend today with
my
friend who's a reporter at News. I was talking to my friend who's a reporter at Newsday, and he totally agrees that this system has to be modified and, you know, changed. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he sees it all the time, you know. And
yeah, he does.
So
well,
we
got to
keep on letting people know what the hell's going on.
Maybe if they had more people who were handicapped, you know, given a shot at a job to help out, that would be good, instead of giving non-handicapped people who really don't do anything. You know what I mean? There's really not that many people out and about when you go out to places that are handicapped.
Then
you know what I mean?
We need enforcement. There's no enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for instance, here's another thing, too, where the handicapped get screwed, shall I say. I'm sorry for that word. But, you know, I get from the Andrew High School Library, I get the talking book, right?
Right.
I don't know if you know them, Frank, but Suzanne, you're familiar with the shape and everything of the...
Yeah.
So now when I go to return them, all the mailboxes around here now, you can't just throw them in the mailbox. They're only like for letters and cards. They only have like a slit you can put the letter or the card in. These tape cassette, you know, the cases, they wouldn't fit in there. So now I have to make a special trip, and I have to wait till my roommate's here to come with me to throw these boxes for the audio recording back in. I have to go to the mail post office with them.
Call your postmaster and tell him I'm going to leave this in my mailbox. This is free matter for the blinds. I have tapes. Cassettes that are going back to the Andrew High School Library, and it's free matter for the blind. They don't fit in any of my postal boxes around me, and they have to take it, Maureen.
That would be great, except we have either a male person, I don't know if female or male, so I'll just say person because I haven't actually seen them, who either can't read English, can't read period, or is too lazy to move their butt.
Don't
need
it. Can't read. What is this?
Well, let's
our neighbors upstairs
general moved. Speak with them. That's all.
Our
not
neighbors
put
moved
the record in
I guess
here.
In, they moved in September, I think, upstairs. Now we had one mailbox, which the mail was just always tossed in that one, no matter who it was for. Then they got a big mailbox. Okay. So now the mail is all just tossed in that one. So I put a big sign up, because we had a little one up, with on it. Well, once in a while the right mail will be, but it's still, so I couldn't even do that. I wouldn't even feel safe putting the books in. I wouldn't even be sure they got back. You know what I mean? Because if I put this sign up, they wouldn't read what the hell it said, I'm sure. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, we can't read it anyway.
No, she can make it.
I mean, you know, I mean, today too, for example, there were three letters in our box. Only one was for us. Who the other two? But they weren't put in the big box this time. So who knows? Sometimes it's left. An important thing, my mom's pension check was left on the windowsill one day. The windowsill is not a U.S. postal container that I know of. You know?
Oh, God.
I mean, it's just crazy, and I can't read, so I have to wait till he comes. Now I go upstairs the week my roommate's not here, and I just ask them upstairs who it's for.
Is this yours or mine?
What am I going to do with this mail for a week? So yeah. I couldn't even do that with the books, because, like I said, they wouldn't even know what the note said to do. So
they have,
you know?
Like, these bins. I remember this when I was at college, and I used to get those at college, too, but I had a different recorder then. And it was a little bigger than the recorder I have now. And what I used to do is put the in a postal bin. They get the post office left me a postal bin, and they told me to call when it was full. And I called when it was full. They came and picked it up.
Oh, that was cool.
In a big apartment building.
Yeah, I don't know if they have that. I know you can leave the note and you can leave the tapes, but like I say, I don't. So, you know, last time we went to the post office, well, he had something, too. We were online 40 minutes. So,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's a good idea to leave a bin like that, you know, but I don't know if
you
do that anymore.
When you're at the post office, you know, getting stamps or whatever.
Don't they have a label? Excuse me.
Don't
they have a label on
yes,
the cotton,
they do. You
the
turn
box.
The card over, usually.
Right.
Then,
yeah, you have to turn,
you know, turn
it
over.
Back. Yeah.
And they're supposed to know that it's being mailed. But if the guy can't read, what good is it?
Well, that's what I mean. I wouldn't know what they
what's
end up doing with these.
What's tomorrow? I'm on top of the fungal to Shangat.
You said a dirty word. And they got
you out. Well, let them come after me. Inner sight, all right. I don't know, Maureen, turn the label around and put it out in the hall, and that's it. I wouldn't even.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I do that all the time, but this doofus wouldn't know what to do, I'm sure. Or
well,
whatever sex it is, I don't know.
You come across them, you like the jerk, you know.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
happy St. Patrick's Day.
Have you seen
that? Yeah, the luck of the Irish, no parade.
Yeah, right. They're saying next year, but we heard that last year too. So
yeah, we heard that last year. I don't think this is going away. They want it. They do. That's my opinion.
Oh, they want to keep it going. My friend told me last night she bought her new turtle mask, whatever the hell it is. What's the turtle mask? Oh, it's a new mask. I thought this was out a while ago when this first started, which it wasn't supposed to be as good as the other. I said, you're falling into this whole propaganda thing.
No,
they're making money every way.
It's money, money, money. That's all it is.
Yeah, it is. And she's falling for it, you know? Last night she had the sniffles. Oh, I should go for a COVID test tomorrow. I said, are you kidding?
No,
I called her before.
You tell her go, see if you got it.
I told her, I said,
All right.
Say what? Say
give
what?
Me an
what
idea for the funnies of Friday. Anybody got the sniffles out there?
She just had allergies.
It probably is. Next time tell her go. She'll enjoy the cookie.
Oh, my God.
All right, let me get back to what
ago.
We're talking about. Maureen, we're going to go on.
All right, I don't really know.
Thank
I just
you.
Know that one guy who was handicapped, he did try to help, I must say, and he did tell the truth, but he's the only one, so.
Yeah, no, I think that was a good experience you had, even though they fired the guy.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was. I feel proof sorry
the
that
point
the poor
of
guy
what
is
I'm
gone.
Talking about.
Right,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
I had many friends,
yeah, it's a shame
so
he's gone.
More. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Okay, good night, guys.
All right, Inner Sight, by the way, television tonight, 11 o'clock, 1997, and Channel 3 on the Spirit, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Tomorrow night, 7:30, Altice out here, Long Island, Channel 20, 7:30 tomorrow night. All right, check it out, Inner Sight, and talking tonight about how a lot of disabled people would like to do things to help others who are disabled, but they can't. They're stopped by the rules, regulations of the state of that dictates to the agencies what they can and cannot do.
Right.
Well, that's a real dilemma, and the whole system has to be changed.
I remember.
It has to be. What?
I said, I remember. I have something to say about this. I remember when I was younger, I'd say 1988, when I first started with my disability. And I went to independent living, and it's a very, it's a term that you would expect it to really be independent living, and that's what I was expecting from it, and that's not what I got. I got there, and they showed me how to fill out the Social Security paperwork that they were good for. I got to say that. But that was it. And they told me how to do that. And then I said, what about getting me an apartment? Oh dear, you're going to have to find that yourself. But there's no accessible apartments out there. It's really horrible. Well, I'm sorry. We don't have accessible apartments to give out. That's not our job. We're here to just help you get, you know, your Social Security and maybe get in touch with one or, you know, two other agencies. But I'm sorry. We don't have help like that. So I sat there and I just shook my head.
Yeah, because they have no power of enforcement.
Exactly. I just shook my head and said, this is not right. I just kept saying that as I'm walking out the door. And here I am 32 years later saying the same thing on different things all about, this is not right. I'm going to make this change. This is not right. And I'm trying.
Yeah, because there's no enforcement. Help for the person, you know, other than telling them to go to another agency. I mean, what good is that? And when you get there, the other agency, it's the same old stuff.
Yeah, they say
and if
the
they
same.
Can't help you, they'll pass you around
like
a musical disabled person, you know.
You are. It's not like you are. You definitely are, Mr. You know, the hot potato. You really are.
Yeah, because it's the whole system that needs to be modified and changed. You know, and the basic things that need to be done, number one, nobody should have the right to interfere with our disability money under
That's
any circumstance.
True.
For
That's
as long
right.
as you're disabled.
Even if you work, you
yeah,
have expenses.
That little bit
higher.
Of money
yeah.
belongs to you. For
That's
all
right.
the horrors and the misery that they put us through, non-accessibility and everything else.
Not only that, Frank, people of, you know, who don't have a disability do not realize, okay, that it takes a lot of money to be on even par with them, to even get even somewhat close to being able to be in competition with them for the job. They don't get it. Well, you get all that Social Security, don't you? I got that a few times. Oh, yeah, would you like to switch positions with me? I really want your job. I've said that to people. And they're complaining about
well,
their
that's
job
a stupid
left and right.
I mean, you know, people don't want to look at the fact that we're not equal.
That's it.
That's really what it is.
You're right. People don't
they
even
don't
want to look at us sometimes.
That.
Do you know that? People don't even want to look at us, be us, know about us. Seriously, I feel that a lot.
Well, that's all right with me. I don't care.
I don't give a damn
what
I'll
people
tell you
think
why.
Of me as long as I'm equal.
As long as you're equal. I understand that. But when you say that, people have to know you. For you to be equal, I feel. You know why? If they
nah,
don't know
they don't
that it's
know you.
You don't
no,
think
no. Everything
that.
Has to be there for you.
True.
If everything
so
was
how
there
would,
for you,
it wouldn't matter.
A lot of people would change their attitude.
I don't
you know?
Think that to be only the way. Because
they would see that it's there, that we're just as important as they are. See, that's the thing. They don't see that because it's not there for us. Oh, this person
True.
Can just stay home and stay out of the way. You know?
Yeah, but they don't understand. Because of that very point right there, you just said stay out of the way. Okay, we're not
yeah.
getting what we need. We are somebody's brother, mother, father, you know, your cousin, whatever, you know, best friend. We are somebody. To someone, and could be even yourself at one given point. Say you got into a car accident, you know, or was in the army or whatever and got hurt. It could be you crossing the street tonight, right after
then
this
they
show.
Would be in the same type of situation.
Oh, that's right.
That we have to deal with.
Right.
You know.
And it has nothing to do with how much money you make in certain circumstances, because the law itself is not enforced. You cannot, with all the money in the world, okay, say, I'm going to pay for this light and that light and this light. No, because you need government support for that. You need infrastructure support for that. You need everything to help you with that. You can't just pay for everything. You know? I mean, these things have to be in the laws. They have to be in the laws with everybody else's laws. That's how you get it done.
There has to be in strict enforcement.
That's right.
Of all, for all.
That's right.
You know, I mean, able-bodied people already have strict enforcement.
Right. So, for example, you have a box of cereal. I'm just giving you a quick example. Your box of cereal, I can't see it at all. Okay? I come to the box, my hearing isn't that good. What should be on there is a little card on the side, raised large print. I don't read Braille. Boom, you satisfied everybody. That's all.
Yeah, everything should be labeled for everybody.
That's right. I should know if that box of cereal has peanuts in it, if I'm allergic to it, if it has walnuts or whatever the heck it is, tree nuts. I should know that before I die from an allergic reaction. You know?
Yeah.
And I don't.
So,
I would
venture to say that most disabled people, 95% of disabled people who work for these agencies would agree with what InnerSight is saying and what we stand for.
Yes, but they can't agree with us openly.
But there's nothing they can do about it.
That's right.
What are
they
going to do about it?
They can't agree with us openly. Nope.
Yeah. How are they going to change it? What are they going to do about it?
They can't agree with us
if
they have a guide
dog. If somebody comes along who's disabled or has a disabled relative with a lot of money, you know,
then
and says, hey,
nicely.
I want to do it. What do
right.
we do?
Right.
See? Now, that would make a difference.
Yes, it would.
You know? That would make a difference because then we could put together a campaign
right.
that'll blow them all out of the water.
That's right.
That's what needs to be done.
For each and every disabled person.
We need to raise hell on the internet.
Yes, we
do. And in the sky. You know?
And all over.
And in people's homes. Let them read it in their homes.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
That's what needs to be done. And it's a shame to have to. It's a shame to have to say that that's what needs to be done. But what else is going to change this? You know, to have that kind
just
of money, and then to demand the attention of Congress, and say, hey, you better do this. Not will you do it? You better do it.
Right. That's right.
That's what needs to be done.
I
anyway,
in
InnerSight will be with you tomorrow night.
We'll be done.
Tomorrow night we're going to do a show on the governor, so.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank all our listeners, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And if anybody knows about those disabled people upstate who need help, let me know. Got the email from Matt with no communication. All right, InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090 is our phone number. Thank you, and thank you for listening. And be careful out there. Don't forget your wild oil of oregano and your apple cider vinegar. Fortify yourself. Build that immune system up. Pick the ass of the virus. Goodbye, world.
Right.
InnerSight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. Inner sight.
Good night.